So it is fourth down and about 6.5, 7 yards for Tallahena. Four wide receiver set, box in the shotgun. The tailback to his left is Humphreys. Gets the snap. He'll throw it deep over the middle, complete. For a first down, it's Blair, and he's down inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. A backbreaker for Barnsdall J. A 20-yard pass play from Sooner Box to Dylan Blair. First down and 10 Tallahena as they convert a fourth down and long.
Hey, that was definitely a backbreaker. That was a nice pass. Blair somehow found a soft spot in the zone, put up camp, made a sandwich and a lawn chair right there out in the middle of the field, and nobody got to him in time to stop the pass.
So first and 10 from the 20 where they mark him down. They throw it in the left flat, complete to Bird. He's down close to the 12 or 13-yard line, a gain of 7 or 8 on first and 10 on the short pass from the quarterback Sooner Box to Dylan Bird, or Kareem Bird, check that. And that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. Second down and 2 upcoming for Tallahena at the Barnsdall 12-yard line, but the Panthers hold on to a one-point advantage at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter up next after 1, it is Barnsdall 7, Tallahena 6. You're listening to Panther Football in the Class A playoffs on 99.1 KPGM. Start of the second quarter in Tallahena. Golden Tigers have it second down and 1 from the Barnsdall 11. Handoff straight ahead. Humphreys has the first down inside the Barnsdall 5. He's down at the Panther 3. A gain of 8 on second down and 1 to the tailback for Tallahena, Heath Humphreys. And the 6'1", 220-pound running back is down. First down and goal, Tallahena, from the Barnsdall 3. Boy, Heath Humphreys, Jay, a big fella for Class A football. First down and goal. They hand it off to Humphreys again, and he's tackled inside the 2 at the 1. Gain of a couple 3 there on first down and goal from the 4-yard line or so. So now it's second down and goal, Tallahena, at the Barnsdall 1.
Yeah, Heath Humphreys, 6'1", 220. That's big.
Quarterback keeper Box lowers his shoulder. He's in. Touchdown, Tallahena. Sooner Box, his second quarterback keeper. And Tallahena gets a big fourth down conversion, a 20-yard pass play from Sooner Box to Dylan Blair on fourth down and 7. That set up the Golden Tigers inside the Panther red zone, and a few runs later, Sooner Box finds the end zone again. 12-7 now, Tallahena in the lead. Golden Tigers will go for 2 again, chasing those points. Box gets it, lobs it in the back corner for Bird, and it is incomplete. Nice coverage provided by Barnsdall in the back corner of the end zone. And now the lead is only 5 for Tallahena. Joe Cole, who's back in the ballgame, he was briefly injured earlier, provided that nice coverage as the D-back against one of the main wideouts for Tallahena, Kareem Bird. And it stays 12-7, Golden Tigers, 11:21 to play second quarter. And now Tallahena will kick to Barnsdall, and the Panthers trail by 5. It will be their third offensive possession of the game. Tallahena has now scored on both its offensive drives to begin the ball game.
Well, when you start chasing points like that, all that Barnsdall has to do, match them touchdown for touchdown, just kick your extra points, and you're picking up those extra points. And if you get those, then let Tallahena try to chase those, and you're going to see him chase them all night long because they're difficult. Once you miss it, they're difficult to try to pick back up. As we just saw there, a second failed attempt.
Looking at Tallahena's scores, Jay, not a lot of scores divisible by 7. I haven't had a chance to watch much film on them, but it's possible the Golden Tigers just go for 2 no matter what. Something you see a lot in lower classification football. They may not have a kicker, so we'll see, but they're 0-2 on two-point tries, so it's 12-7 Tallahena. 11:21 to play second quarter. Golden Tigers have it teed up. Kyler Baugh, a line drive, end-over-end kick. It's going to go out of bounds. Wow, way out of bounds on the far sideline. That one landed almost in the bleachers. That was arena football. A Golden Tiger fan could have kept the souvenir. Yeah. And it will be first down and 10, Barnsdall at its own 35-yard line. That'll be the best field position the Panthers have had to begin a drive. And they did a great job this pass drive, Jay. A nice dose of James Cole passing and running the football. Haven't seen a whole lot of tailback running for the Panthers. No Joe Smith. A little bit of Michael Morin, but not a whole lot.
Marins, most of Marins has come off the fact that the snaps have been off the mark, and Marins been playing center field and catching those.
That's right. First down and 10, Barnsdall from its own 35. They move a man in motion to the left, hand it off to Marin up the middle. Stutter steps, has a big gain, open field, there he goes. We'll see you later at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's down the 1. How did he get caught? Somehow Talahina caught Michael Marin inside the 5 at the 1 yard line, but it's still about a 63, 64 yard rush by the tailback, Michael Marin, and it's first down and goal, Barnsdall, right at the Talahina 1.5, 2 yard line.
Boy, he was so close to getting in. And
I think he thought he had it, Jay. That's why he got caught.
I think so too. He took a stutter step, a counter, and went to the left side, got the touchdown.
Cole's going to keep it himself, lowers his shoulder, and he's in. So it doesn't cost him. James Cole finishes it off, his second rushing touchdown of the game, 14th of the season, and Barnsdall retakes the lead. Just like that, two plays later, a two-play 65-yard drive, 63 of those yards coming off the first rush to Michael Marin, and it is 13-12, Barnsdall over Talahina, 10:54 to play second quarter, extra point pending, and once again, Braden Kelly out there to attempt the PAT. Cole holds, good snap, good hold. The kick is up, and it is good. And it is 14-12. Barnsdall with a two-point lead over Talahina. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Panther playoff coverage on 99.1 KPGM. Welcome back to Talahina. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Tommy McGanna back at the controls in downtown Bartlesville. We got a good one brewing as we thought. It's a shootout from Talahina. Barnsdall leads the Golden Tigers 14-12 on the road. 10:54 to play here in the second quarter. Two rushing touchdowns by James Cole. I was going over these rushing numbers with Jay before the ball game. Jay, Barnsdall is averaging 277 yards on the ground so far this year. Of course, they've got Michael Marin, who just got a 63-yard carry that last drive. He had 643 yards coming into the game. Joe Smith had 861 yards on the ground. And then, of course, James Cole had 1,023 yards. They were averaging 9.4 yards per carry as a committee, as a team, coming into this contest. That's unbelievable numbers for Barnsdall running the football. And you've seen it paid off early for the Panthers. Short kick fielded by Talahina. Kareem Bird returns it across the 30 near the Golden Tiger 32-yard line. And that's where Talahina will take over, down by 2. First down and 10, Talahina at its own 32, trailing Barnsdall 14-12, 10:57 to play second quarter.
Well, you take advantage of those fourth down plays, and this is an entirely different game. So Barnsdall's defense has to step up here on this drive.
They're going to hand it off to Humphreys up the middle. Big hole. He stiff-arms a man at the 40. Into Barnsdall territory at the 45-40, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 40 at the 37-yard line. A big gain for the tailback for Talahina, Heath Humphreys. First down and 10, Golden Tigers at the Barnsdall 37.
Braden Kelly finally ran him out of bounds, but Joe Smith had his hands on Humphrey right at about the line of scrimmage, and that one busted free. Unfortunately for Joe Smith, you got to wrap him up. You can't just put an arm on him and try to tackle him that way. You got to square the shoulders, put your shoulders into his gut and drop him.
34 yards on the carry to Humphreys. He runs it up the middle, this time for a short.